ברוך השם, רפואת רבנו, ועטרת ראשנו, רבי חיים, עובדיה יוסף בן גורג'יה. This is halakha his name, and רפואה will come.
Amen.
אסור לקבוע סעודה גדולה בערב שבת, ברוך השם, שאין רגילים בה בשאר ימות החול. Okay, that's mara. Any seuda that you normally don't have during the week, seuda gedola, he calls it. V'chol ayom b'chol laisur. That's the whole day. V'le'ekol v'le'shtot v'le'kbawa seuda shiragil ba. But a seuda that he normally is ragil ba. Mitzvah li'mana m'tesha sha'ot ul-ma'ala. That's already, it's a mitzvah to refrain from 9 hours. ומי יואף על פי שהלכה כרבי יוסף שאוכל והולך עד שתחשך ואפילו להתחיל מותר זה דווקא לצורך שעה that's צורך שעה you need to eat something אבל he's learning לעשות כן תמיד that's the way he's learning לקבוע לקבוע means where you make a set סעודה every week at that time יש לסום את 9 שעות ולמעלה שאם לא כן נראה כמזלזל בכבוד השבת so now he's giving me a different understanding the rabbi here he not tell me קבוע bread not bread yeah bread he's saying if a guy every week. And if people said telling him the guy's hungry wants to eat something until he gets done eat we're not telling him to fast end of Shabbat But to make a set meal every Friday that you eat at 3 o'clock, whatever, after the hard time, that already, you shouldn't do even a quote to be yourself. I have used to say, okay, that's what I'm eating. But if that becomes a, that 3:30, I sit down to eat. Every Friday, 3:30, I sit down to eat. Comes the Mishnah, continues. Vasula susulat irusin be'erim Shabbat. Afidu mayu irusin ba'bayom. Even if the Irusin was on that day, make the Irusin on Sunday. Umutal la'aruch in Nisuin, velo Sauda be'erev Shabbat. Also, Nisuin without a Sauda. Ulachin et Sauda be'erev Shabbat le Shabbat. Aba mila u'pidyon, shezmanam kavua, mutal la'asun Nisuin be'erev Shabbat. Mutal la'asun shiduchin, that's engagements. אפילו אין שם אוקיי פיין, אז כסירה סעודת מצווה as well. ומכיוון שאין שם שמחה גדולה כמו שפת אירוסין, הרי קדושין, ואין מלבים בסעודה כל כך, they make sweets and stuff like that, מותר לעשותו בערב שבת, ועל כל פנים, מה שרגים לתת מיני מתיקה לסבסורים, that's okay. בג'ון הבן שנעשה בערב שבת, אפילו שעבר זמנו, מותר לעשות סעודת בערב שבת, ויעשו הסעודה בבוקר. And better they can do it Thursday night, better to do it Thursday night, if it's possible. So that bar mitzvah, Joey's question. Biyom milot yud gimal. He's fully on that day. Mutal lasot be'erev Shabbat. Again, tov shlasot et zeh baboker, so you don't get into the problem. But siyum masechet. Why you have to make a siyum seudat masechet on erev Shabbat? I seudat mitzvah, but on Sunday, when it's time you have to make a whole seudat erev Shabbat for no purpose. Now let's just see the bottom, how he learns this kimiut business over here. Yud Aleph. Vigitin. Ita shte mishpachot hayu b'Yerushalayim. Achat kava'a seudata b'Shabbat, v'achat kava'a seudata b'erev Shabbat. Meshtehem ne'aklu. V'hine b'Yerushalayim b'etza ita asur le'ares isha b'erev Shabbat. Okay, he's talking about asur to get engaged because she came back to party. We're discussing the different parties over here. Okay, all this is the parties of a thing. I want to see when he gets to the B.O.S.E. When he gets to the B.O.S.E. When he gets to the B.O.S.E. He gets to the B.O.S.E. He doesn't even talk about it. He just says it as a matter of fact. Siyum Masechet, okay. So then we have to really analyze that properly. It says, that which the B.O.S.E. said, Ochel, Bolekat, Teshach, Zedavka, Letzorech, Sha'ah. אבל לעשות כן תמיד יש לאסור, שאם לא כן נראה כמזלזל בכבוד השבת. הרמב"ן, הרשב"א, הרדב"א ומאירי והר"ן גיטין למתחת עמוד ב'. You want to get us one of these rabbis from a second gittin? Find anybody in the back. Ramban, Rashba, Ritba, Meiri, Rad. Anybody in a second gittin? Bring that over here. Oh, oh. Rabbi Avadiah Yosef opens his eyes. Briefly opens his eyes. Keep on talking. Keep on learning the rabbi's words. Shtabach Shemon Ad. I'm praying. No, that's a great interrupter. That's what you're talking about. This, you're going to tell your grandchildren, I was alive when they were talking about when Chava Vadia got sick. Oh, you were there, you were alive. What did they do? What did they do? The grandchildren are going to ask, what did they do? They're going to think they closed it. They closed it. Did people go to work when he was sick? They're not going to believe it. We cannot overreact. They're going to say, you probably closed the schools down. Nobody went to work for a month when he was in the hospital. Like, imagine if you went to Harambam. Harambam's the hospital. You got it, he closed the schools down. Nobody goes to work. You shouldn't read Tehillim all day long. So, no, they went to work. They went to work. What are they doing to people? They didn't, meaning, in 100 years from now, when we're going to look back, say, what are these people doing? The biggest rabbi in the last 500 years. Right? When the Benu Ani was sick, what are they going to do? Okay, take a flash in the mouth and go eat lunch. A different generation.
Said Meiri, no?
Yeah, Meiri is good. Let's see what he says on Lamed Chet Amud Bet. Lamed Chet Amud Bet. Lamed Chet Amud Bet. Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, Lamed Chet Amud Bet. Ger Shemet, Mishe Barach. Gittin Lamed Chet Amud Bet. This says Gittin, this says Lamed Chet. I don't see a Meiri over here. Could be it's I know, but it's not Amud Bet. In Shabbarah, Eved Sheniach Tefillin, Misha Ya Bishat Mita, Kot Shemakir, Misha Chatsio. I just want to see that Hailuk. That's important. Hailuk that the Hacham is making. That's not what the Magid said. The Rav Magid didn't say that. The Rav Magid said that what Harambam understood, that eating Mitesh Asha'ot Ulma'ala, that's Bekmi'ut Su'udayach, whatever Kibbut Su'udah means. No, no, whatever Kibbut Su'udah means. He, again, the Bi'ur Alakha, he told us it's bread. It's eating bread more than a person is. Ha'inu le'echol pat kedes sibi'a kerigilato bechol. A normal meal that we'd have during the week to fill him up. That's why I said Jimmy's one slice doesn't fill him up, no problem. Ava me'at le'ashkitim ono.
What if that meal doesn't include bread?
Let's just see the Ritba. If there's a Ritba on this. Ve'achat kam'a su'udata be'erib Shabbat. One had a su'uda on Erib Shabbat, one of these families. פירוש לשיר אחד לשנה בלילי שבת ואין הוא ראוי לעשות כן בשום לכבוד יום עדיף. One opinion says that they made the main סעודה on Friday night and really the main סעודה is supposed to be lunch and they got uprooted for that eating Friday night. According to one שיטה in the Nashi over there in Masechet Gittin, the reason why the family got uprooted is because they prioritized Friday night as the main meal. And really, Shabbat lunch is the main meal.
They didn't have Shabbat lunch.
Shabbat lunch is the main meal. Most people do the opposite. Most people Friday night is the main item, and Sunday is Shabbat lunch. Shabbat lunch is Mother's Day. He says, I don't like that opinion. He says, the Lishna the Erev Shabbat. He says, Erev Shabbat is much for Erev Shabbat, not Lil Shabbat. Okay, fine. So the Ritba is. And they got uprooted for that? We learned in Masechet Pesach, you can eat until it gets dark. That's only talking about where you're going to eat. That's a Chavavad Yassemara from the Ritba. Very important Semara. That means, if a guy wants to have a snack on Erev Shabbat, you can eat snack until, you know, but to have a permanent, that's your meal. Every Friday afternoon at 3:30, you sit down to have lunch. Even if your sisters don't do that. Which means, if a guy happens to be very hungry Erev Shabbat, and he goes and he takes something to break his hunger, no problem. But if every Friday, the guy's koveya seudah, 3:30, he sits down with bread, seems bread, because that's koveya seudah to be what Halakha says, and he eats, that already, koveya seudah, that already, what are you doing? You shouldn't have a seudah. Right.